Reading again just a couple of verses. So the sons of Israel went up in martial array from the land of Egypt. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, God will surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones from here with you. 1 week, and it's done. 8 days, and the graduates walk. Which means that soon, very soon, you're out of here. For the summer, for a year, forever. It's the majority of you that are on your way out, so your exit strategy should be well underway. Even as you're sitting here, it's on your mind. The next phone call to make, the next box to pack, the next email to write, the next step to take. You've got housing to firm up, cars to tune up, rooms to clear out, movers to contract, congregations to meet, first impressions to make, and above all, St. Louis to escape. So much to do that you can't come to chapel. So, a text from Exodus about the Exodus is stunningly relevant. For Moses, though, there was no exit strategy to employ. He had no carefully orchestrated plans. Everything was rather hastily thrown together with one clear objective: get out of Egypt forever. Now, actually, Moses didn't need an exit strategy. He had a pillar. It was pretty simple. Go wherever the pillar went. Cloud by day, fire by night. If the pillar moved, Moses moved. If the pillar stopped, Moses stopped. Nothing to it. Well, that's not quite true. Moses didn't have to worry about exactly where he was going, but he did still have to make sure that everyone, the whole nation of Israel, was going with him. It was complicated. There were tribes to organize and weapons to secure. He had to provide for the young and the old and the livestock. He had to consider the threats and the dangers that would be encountered. And he had to haul along the bones of his long-dead ancestor, Joseph. Remember, on his deathbed, Joseph had looked ahead with the eyes of prophecy and faith and seen a deliverance that, as he was dying, wasn't even necessary. And on that deathbed, Joseph had made his survivors promise that when at last that deliverance came, his bones were to make the trip home to Canaan. Moses had to keep the promise, along with everything else he had to keep track of. Moses left Egypt with Joseph's bones, maybe still in an Egyptian sarcophagus. His great uncle's dying wish would be honored. And that, of course, is what you do in families. You bear one another's burdens, sometimes literally. Moses had plenty to bear as he set out for Canaan. But at least he didn't need directions. He had the pillar. Even that part of the plan was not without complications, though. The ancient home of Israel was less than 200 miles away, off to the northeast. The pillar, though, led them southeast into the wilderness. Still, there was a practical reason for this course. The northeast route was direct and pleasant, running along the Mediterranean and running through the Philistines. God knew his people, and he knew they weren't ready for warfare. Not yet. Better to avoid confrontation for now. So the pillar led them out and into the wilderness and right to the shore of the Red Sea, the perfect place for hard-hearted, flip-flopping Pharaoh to pursue, surround, and entrap the entire group. It's almost like God set Moses up to be trapped. It's almost like he wanted Israel to be hemmed in and desperate with absolutely no avenue of escape available. And of course, there's no almost with God. The people were exactly where God wanted them to be. The pillar led them to the precise place he had selected. It wasn't the place they would have chosen, but God was doing the choosing. He boxed them in. The stage was set for the Red Sea deliverance. The stage was set for the gospel. Where is God leading you? Right. There's no pillar hovering over the woods or descending onto isolation dorm, ready to lead you into places of God's choosing. But the path that lies before you is just as certainly one chosen for you by God. And I suspect that not a few of you are being led into places that you would have not chosen for yourself. And so off you go, following where God leads. Off you go, lugging all that you have been burdened to carry along. You do have your own box of bones, don't you? What bones are you carrying with you? What responsibilities and liabilities bound to you with the bonds of your family are going with you to complicate your journey? What tired old heritage and habits go with you as you leave this place? What old bones of past failures and defeats are part of your luggage? What box of regrets do you shoulder as you set off to follow the way that God leads? What skeletons will you have to work to keep out of sight as you set off to settle into where God wants you to be? How does the sordid heritage of your first father's ancient, catastrophic failure still rattle around in your life and weigh you down? We all travel with bones in tow. You can't get rid of them. They're simply part of your reality. And they serve a critical purpose. They keep you humble. They keep you dependent. They keep you broken and open to God's giving. Don't blame your ancestors for your bones, regardless the source. They are yours now. And don't pretend that they aren't there. We are all Adam's children, and we each bear our own box of bones. No, they don't need to be displayed and certainly not celebrated. They just need to be carried along to the way, to the place where they belong. They belong where God wants them to be. God led Moses where he wanted Moses to be, hemmed in and desperate, impossibly burdened with nowhere to go. And then God did the impossible. He opened the sea. He delivered the gospel. The pillar kept leading. Moses kept following through the wilderness, through trials and failures and sorrows and joys, all the way to Canaan. And there in the promised land, the pillar stopped. There in Canaan, the long journey came to an end. And there at last, Joseph's bones were buried in Shechem, Joseph's home, just as Joseph had requested, just where God wanted them to be. God is leading you just where he wants you to be, to a new parish, to a new vocation, or to a year of vicarage, or back home, back to your Shechem for the summer, or back to your desk to attack the to-do list and to deal with the burden that you carry today. Pillar or not, God leads, and God puts you where he wants you to be, boxed in, a place where your need is real, your situation is eventually desperate, and your only hope is what only he can give. That's where he wants you to be. That's always where he wants you to be, longing and eager for his grace. And he gives it. He does the impossible. And he forgives your failure, tears away the sin, washes away the shame, and relieves you of the bones. He gives you a place to dump them and bury them forever, not in a grave in Shechem, but one in Jerusalem. You don't lug the bones around forever. They get buried in the grave, buried in Jesus' empty tomb. There's plenty of room there for them. The old bones stay there. You step at last into the promised land. No, not the ideal parish that awaits you, but the eternal paradise that awaits you. That's the place that he wants you to be forever. Amen.